You have good news. That is that tonight my message will be short. Thank you. But it is very important to our spiritual and emotional and physical well-being. So please listen carefully. Now, those who practice being thankful will garner the benefits of thanksgiving. Garner the benefits of thanksgiving in all areas of life. I'm talking about physical, I'm talking about emotional, I'm talking about spiritual, and I'm even talking about benefits in relationships. So let me begin with a story first. There was a shipwreck, and only one man survived. He somehow managed to gather some materials, pieced together a raft, and eventually landed on a desert island. That reminds me of the story of Robinson Crusoe. How many of you read that book? It was very thick, but I enjoyed it. Anyway, he scraped together a shelter and scrabbled to find food and water to keep himself alive, all the while hoping that someday he could catch the attention of a passing ship. From time to time, he would see vessels in the distance, but none noticed his efforts to hail them. Then a ship came closer than one ever had before. Desperately, the man tried to wave it down and even lit a signal fire. But the ship kept on sailing. To make things even worse, when the ship was well past, sparks from the fire set the thatched roof of the man's shelter ablaze. He could only stand and watch as everything he needed to survive burned up. How would you feel if you were that man? Would you use the name of the Lord in vain in your frustration and anger? Or could you be thankful to God even in the worst situation ever? Oh, by the way, I'll tell you the rest of the story later. Tonight, the key word is gratitude, one of my favorite words. Be thankful, for it is God's will for us, as we read tonight, Thessalonians. God commands you and me to be thankful in all circumstances. The question is, are you? Am I? Gratitude is also an excellent topic to ponder and practice around this time of the year, because it's Thanksgiving. As your pastor, I urge every one of you to practice one thing for the next 21 days. Why 21 days? Because they say if you want to stop any bad habit, it requires 21 non-stop practice days. And also, if you want to start a good habit, you still need to do 21 days non-stop. That's why. Anyway, I encourage you to do the dot 20 until it becomes a habit. Perhaps I should change the dot 21, matches the 21 days. Some of you heard of this term before. I coined this, and it's not brake fluid dot 3. I mean, the dot 3 brake fluid. It's not that one. It stands for doing of thanking for 20 things. Doing of thanking for 20 things. I urge you to practice it every morning, counting 20 things. And thank God for each of them. To be exact, 10 good things and 10 bad things. I've been doing this at least 10 years by now. I'll tell you how I started later on. But anyway, I've done it over 3,000 times. 3,650 days. Every single day. You know what it did? It kept me healthy and happy each day. Here's how you do it. First of all, when you start your day, very first thing in the morning, thank God for 10 good specific things in your life. This is what I do. For example, Lord, thank you so much for another day for me to enjoy. That's number one. Thank you so much for the faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you for the eternal life you've given me. Thanks for the health you've given me and for my family. That's already five. Good job, air to breathe and food and clothing and shelter and church and friends and so forth. I already listed 12 things. You can do it. But be specific. Okay? It's relatively easy to do so, isn't it? Even the wicked, the Bible says, can be grateful for good things. So why can't we? For such good things, I use the term or the word grateful. I'm not an English major, but if I ask you, what's the difference between two English words, grateful and thankful? Many of us can't, because we interchangeably use those things. But to me, it's a fine difference between the two words. For good things, I use the word grateful. For not so good things, I use the word thankful. Not that, you know, thankful could also be used in the good things, but you cannot really use the grateful for bad things. That's what I mean. Anyway, after done with the 10 good things, add to your list another 10 not so great things in your life. Some things that bother you, some things that trouble you, some things that raise your blood pressure or even give you ulcers. The things that should have never happened to you or should have happened a long time ago, but it didn't. We all have such things. For those things, listen, God commands us to be thankful. Thankful never means to say, listen, Lord, I'm so glad and grateful that this bad thing happened to me. No. Rather, it means to be honest with God, saying, Lord, I don't like this. I don't understand why either. However, I believe that you will make all things, both good and bad, beautiful in your time, and I trust in you. That's what it means. Indeed, God, the master weaver, will put both good and bad things in your life and turn them into a beautiful piece of life story. You know, as I was preparing my message, I looked at my own life. It's amazing. All the times that I experienced the most amazing God in my life, something after I've gone through bad things. I'm not saying that God only appears in through the bad things. It's just that those times I cry out to God and God came through, always rescued me. So this is what scripture says, in prosperity, when things going well, you praise the awesome God in gratefulness. In adversity, you learn to pray and trust in the good God in thankfulness. That's what the Bible says when it says, be thankful in all circumstances. Now, when you daily practice that 20 things, doing of thanking 20 things, and being thankful to God in any circumstance, one thing is bound to happen to you. You know what that is? Spiritual maturity. Your spirit will grow mature. First of all, you will learn to trust more in God's ultimate goodwill towards you. Number two, you will learn to be patient. Patience is not American virtue, is it? You also learn not to be afraid, even though you walk through the valley of shadow of death. I just list a few spiritual benefits. There are also physical and emotional benefits, as I said at the beginning. For example, when you are thankful in bad circumstances, you know what you will do? You will have less stresses and worries. As I said, you don't have to understand. My approach is very simple. God is mysterious, right? How can we understand everything God does or plans for us? So I said, Lord, it's not my thing to understand what you do, but it's my thing to obey. If you say, do this, and I'll do it, whether I understand or not. And God, many a time later, gives me understanding. Anyway, when I am thankful in bad circumstances, what happens is that I'll have less stresses and less worries. And that will keep me and you too healthy and positive. I told you that I will explain to you how I started this doing of dot 20. About 10 years ago, I remember I was 52 years old. I don't know whether I was going through midlife crisis. I don't think I did, but anyway, I'm a master of denial, you know. 10 years ago, I was having a rough time. Not in personal life, rather church that I was serving. Church was not moving any direction. I was happy, don't get me wrong. It's just that it wasn't moving. And I was very stressed out with life in general. At the same time, I came up with a case of shingles. I thought, I'm too young to have this kind of shingles. Age of 52, I thought shingles is like for old ladies and men. Sorry. At the time, I thought. I'm getting there, folks. Just anyway, so I had a very case of shingles. So the thing is that they said, oh, you should have shingles, vaccine, all kinds of things. I came up at the back of my neck. That's like a little scratch here, you know, just scratchy. So I just waited a couple of days, hoping that it would disappear. It didn't disappear. It got worse. By the time I got to the doctor says, well, you passed the first 3 days of whatever critical time. So guess what I did? I suffered through the entire month. I don't know how many of you had shingles, you know, very painful. The way it attacked me is like, every time my heart beats, it's like pain hits me, like so painful. Anyway, so I was going through that month-long shingle pain. Not only that, I took some blood works done, and my triglycerides number was over 200. 206. And my doctor contemplating, Pastor Choi, perhaps you need to take some medicine for your, you know, triglycerides. But she was understanding, you know, a believer, Catholic, so she says, let me give you some time, about 6 months, see if it'll go down. So this is what I did. Those times, shingles at the same time, you know, bad triglycerides number, I decided to do this .20. I kept doing it. Again, I didn't understand, like most of you don't. Why should I be thankful for bad things? I didn't understand either. But because God says so, I'll do it. Like, listed every single thing came. Usually I came with more bad things than good things. Isn't it funny? You can come up with more than 10 things easily. So I did every single day for 3 months, folks. 3 months. Blood works. I went to the doctor. Lo and behold, the number of the triglycerides went down from 206 to 150. Without taking any single pill, without changing my diet, without adding or anything changing in my exercise. So I realized that, man, this is really good. All I did was, Lord, I'm thankful for this jerk in my life. I did, folks. Remember the story with which I began my sermon? The man on a desert island? I'll tell you now how the story ends. As he saw his shelter burned up, he felt that his last hope was gone. Full of despair, the man didn't notice that the ship slowly began to turn and make its way toward his little island. But looking up, he watched with increasing excitement as it drew closer and closer. Finally, it came to a stop, and lifeboat was put over the side, and a party was dispatched to rescue the man. Once on board, all the man could do was to repeat his gratitude over and over again. Finally, though, curiosity got the best of him. So he asked the crew why they had turned around so long after they had sailed past. Why, we saw the signal fire you made when you set your shelter on fire, the captain answered. The very thing that looked like it had destroyed him had in fact saved him. The fire that seemed to consume his hope was the means of preserving his life. Imagine this, if the man's shelter had not been set ablaze, the captain would have never noticed, and perhaps the ship would have never come around to to rescue the man, wouldn't you say? The moral of the story is this. Even when you think it the worst thing that ever happened to you, it can turn out to be the best thing ever. You never know. A disaster turns out to be a disguised blessing. That's why we need to be thankful to God in all circumstances. So folks, question, are you having a good time right now? The Bible says, praise the Lord and be grateful. Are you going through a very tough time now? Many of us feel that way. Be thankful in trusting God's good will, who makes all things beautiful in due time. Have a blessed day of giving thanks tomorrow and forever. Let's bow our heads and pray. Sometimes, Lord, we lose our focus. We focus on all the bad things happening or happened to us now or in the past, that we lose our perspective that God is there with us. In fact, He never left us or abandoned us. The question then, why is He not doing anything about the problems I have? God says, child, work with me. I'm patiently waiting until you realize what's happening. Listen to me and obey my command and see what happens. So it could be, bad things could be a wake-up call. Bad things in the end will turn us around, turn our hearts back towards you, Lord. Yes, Lord. So there's nothing we cannot be unthankful. We should be. We should be thankful in all circumstances. I lift up those folks who are so tired and weary of going through some tough times, whether it's in their health, or in their finances, or in their relationships. Let them, Lord, come to you in thankfulness, in obedience. And as you help me out, I'm sure you will help them out as well. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.